Maybe Sazayin Ches Hashot Sifim. So I'm not sure what we did last. We definitely did Sivav. So let's do Zayin Ches. Okay, what did we learn so far? We learned two basic machlokes in the dinim of Pasakum. One was the halacha paspalter. We have a major difference of opinion between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The sheet of the Mechaber is that paspalter is mutter only b'shas hadchak. We said it doesn't have to be a big shas hadchak as long as it's a tzairich. And the Ramah held that it's absolutely mutter no matter what. The Shach said that even we should be machmer like the Mechaber. That's what we had by past palterns of days.
Hungry is
shas hadchak. Hungry is shas hadchak. That was one machlokes. Last week in Sivdalin and Hay, we had a machlokes to Ron the Rashba. If you go basamei hashta basamei kara, in a case where you have bread that originally was mutter, there was no pas Yisrael, so you had it and it was mutter, and now pas Yisrael arrived. Whether it changes anything, or once it's mutter, it's mutter. So that was a second difference of opinion. Where Lamaisa, it seems that with Machmir, except once you bought it, we said, the Kuzka said, once you bought it, it doesn't change. When it's in the store, if pass regular Pass Yisrael comes, you shouldn't buy the Pass Palter. But once you bought it, you can eat it. That's what we had basically until now. Now we're up to Sif Zayin and Zayin Eches HaKuk Sifim, and Sif Tes is the third major discussion of these halachas. These are the three. Sif Zayin, Pas Balabayis, Asur La'olam. We learned Sif Zayin because it's Shayach to Gimel and Dalin. Also Basa Hashta and Basa Meikara. You'll see in a minute. Pas Balabayis, Asur La'olam, Filokana Palta Mimenu. The Pas Balabayis of a guy is usher always. Afilu kana palta mimenu. We don't say you go basa hashta and the palta bought it from him. Afilu shalchi Yisrael abeisai. Even if it was sent to the Jew's house, afchina afilu shalchi Yisrael acher. Even one Jew buys it and sends it to another. Asura la'olam. Once it's pasakum, it's pasakum. B'shal palter and fakert muteres la'olam. And if it's made in a bakery, then it's mutter forever. Even if you go to a guy's house and you're eating in his house, you are socializing with him. But if he bought it in the bakery, he bought from a palter, so you have a heter of a palter. You go basameikara. I said this is the rule. Which means basically is that even if you have a guy or a guy's co-worker, he brings you packaged cookies or cake, so you're allowed to eat it even though you're getting it from him on a personal level. But since it was baked by a palter, therefore it's mutter. It doesn't have to be a factory, even a bakery. Since he sells to many people, he's not going to marry. No, he's not going to marry off his daughter to everybody he sells to. There's no social connection. There's no chasmus because he has a lot of customers. No chasmus. He's just socializing. Paspalter. You have to remember they didn't have factories and packaged cake before Reisman's came along. Didn't exist. Okay. Sivches is a chiddush gadol. Sivches is yesh b'shaymer the memakim she'im palta motzi klal muta afilu b'shal balabatim. It's yesh b'shaymer. It contradicts what he said in Siv Beis. It's funny because in Siv Beis he said his lashon in Siv Beis was pasht balabatim ein shom misha meira balahakol. His lashon in Siv Beis the mechaber. There's nobody makel on this type of pass. And here in Sivches, he says, I forgot to mention, there is a Yesh Mishayimer. The Mung Shem Pata Motzi Kla Mutafil Shabalabatim.
How does that take off the cosmos of the Balabatim?
So the chasn, the reason paspalter is mutter, we said, is a machlek Yerushalmi and Bavli. Yerushalmi holds it was never niskabel by Klal Yisrael. Yerushalmi shita is that pasakum was a difficult gezeira and Klal Yisrael was never mekabelin, so it doesn't have a din of a gezeira. So according to them, this is mutter. Mechaber passed like the Bavli that it's only mutter b'shas atchak. So he's bringing yesh v'shaimer, which is the shita of Yerushalmi, that it's mutter b'makom tzairach. Okay, he says Nesai Sefer Achas Chaim, but it's based on this Yerushalmi. Okay, the Gra brings a different makar. The Gra brings that by Demai, Chazal asked Demai, because maybe they didn't take Chumas Amaisis, even though normally they do. But there's a heter, Machilin Esachsanya Demai, that you'll have Fina Oni Demai, and someone who's traveling, Machilin Esachsanya Demai, someone who's traveling can also have it. So the Gra says that's what it means here. It means that somebody who's in a place that there's no palter, there's no pas Yisrael and no palter, no pas palter, there's only pas balabayas of a guy, that's mutter. It doesn't, I don't think it comes up. Wherever we travel, we have at least pas palter available. So it doesn't really come up. Okay, siftes is like the third major topic and the last really cloistic topic in Hilchis Pasakum. And this is the shaila of how you turn Pasakum into Pas Yisrael. If you're in a Gaisha plant, what do you have to do in order to make it Pas Yisrael? Well, no, not absolutely, so we'll see. Okay, well, you know that by Bishul Akum, Svardim Amachmir, that the Jew has to put the food on the fire. That's not so by Afiyas Akum. By Pas Akum, let's read the Mechaber. He brings a list of heterim. Each one's a bigger chiddush than the one before it. Hinakai v'kachav matanur v'afa by Yisrael. Smallest chiddush is a Jew put the food into the bread into the fire. That's certainly pas Yisrael. Oy hidlak Yisrael v'afa v'kachav. The mechaber is masking that even if the Jew lit the fire and the guy put the food into the oven, that's also mutter, bigger chiddush. Number three, I shehid l'kai v'kechavim v'afai v'kechavim. The guy lit the fire and put the bread in the oven. U'bay Yisrael v'niyar ha'esh. It's called chitoy. And the Jew, all he did was chitoy. All he did was stir the fire. Ma'at, even a little bit. Hari zemut. Okay, these three are terma from the Gemara. Okay. That means the Jew put the food into the oven, right. The bread into the oven. So that's the easiest, the smallest chiddush. Right. The Jew lit the fire. That's a much bigger chiddush. Much bigger chiddush. That's mutter also. The Jew lit. Now the third chiddush is even if the guy lit it and put in the bread, and while it's baking, it's already in there. And while it's baking, the Jew stirs the fire, makes the chitoy, which makes the fire hotter. It's also mutter. Not even a little bit. Now, it's important to know, the first three are Dina de Gemara. These three are Terem Sayin de Gemara. There are now even bigger coolers that don't have a source in the Gemara. Vafilu loy zorak ela eitz echad l'techa tanur. Hito kol ha-pasha boy. Even if he threw in one piece of wood, even a kisim, even a small piece of wood, also everything is mutter. Now, why should that be? That didn't really affect the baking. Sheina dover Elias heker shapash lehen asura, because we hold that it's enough a heker. A heker means that it really didn't have an appreciable effect on the bread. But when you say, hey, how can you eat the bread? It's a guy's bread. You say a Jew did something. He threw in a kisim. So that heter is a heter that it puts a barrier of chasnus. It puts a barrier between the Jew and the guy. The Jew can only have it because the Jew threw in a kisim. So even though not necessarily that wouldn't have baked without the kisim, or wouldn't have baked as quickly, I don't know how much it affects it, That's good enough.
Is there any exclusion to this process? If you
So now we said, right in the beginning, we said even if he's a priest that practices celibacy, it's also, even if he's an old man, he'll never have children still. The issur is a light plug on the guy. Oh, we're going to have that shortly. We'll have that in Sifri Gimel. But they were also very medical, more than by Bishul Akum. As long as Mishabeach
were medical. Didn't Rav Moshe Heinemann
I'll talk about what he did, but what certainly is good is if you have a pilot light that never gets totally off. If I'm talking now about a pilot light in the oven. This is by the guy. What? But from his house, right? And even and certainly in the bakery, if you don't want to light a passepartout, it would also make a nice passepartout. Remote. Let me go in order. I'll tell you in a second. Yes, it is a heter. I'll tell you in a minute. Let's just finish siftes. V'mnafach be'esh, and if he blows at the fire, have a kichitur. How hard does he have to blow? Not sure. Has to have some effect on the fire. If he blows, it says the side, he blows with his mouth or with billows. So that it's also butter. We're not done yet. Look at Sifyud. Bigger cooler. Im afu betaru aydev kechavim gimel pa'amim. This is a ma'aseh shaliyah in the Mordechai. They baked, the guy baked three times. B'yayim echad. Baked in the morning, baked in the afternoon, and baked in the evening. V'chshile atara aydev kisum bebeis pa'amim. The first two times he baked, a Jew threw in a kisum. And now the third round, they're baking all day. The fire went out. No, the fire is not still on. The fire went out. They lit a new fire. So it's still mutter because there's residual heat from the first two. It's a stone oven, has residual heat. So residual heat is also permitted. And look at this. Look at the Ramah. Yeshayim. If once the Jew threw in a kisum or did whatever it was to make it kosher, and the Tana didn't stand 24 hours without lighting, if there's residual heat even from 24 hours ago, I'm talking about brick ovens that have residual heat, so then you could be meikel. Just residual heat itself is enough of a reason to be meikel. And even a bigger cooler than that, Shachov says, even if it's a suffix, if there's residual heat. Also mutter, because it's something about another cooler. So we have here a list of coolers. The first three are the easier ones. Either you lit it, put in the bread, or lit the fire, or did chitoy. And the next three are bigger chidushim. Either you throw in a kisum, you throw in a chip into it, or you blow on it, or there's residual heat. All these things are mutter. Yes, yeah, we're going to get to Bishul. There's the Yeshayim that compares it. Ikra Din, we don't compare it. Now, in Pass, overall, we're much more makel by Pass because the Gezer was not Neskabel because now Pass Yechiyah Adam. That's why the Mechaber, who holds by Bishul Akum, that the Mechaber, the Mesfaradim, and Leid that way, that a Jew must put the food on the fire. It doesn't even help if the Mashkiach lights the fire. But here he's makel. Well, these cool is because of the difficulty of being Machber by Pass. What? Yes. That's what it says, it makes it pass Israel. Now, I agree with your astonishment at this. I will read to you the Aruch HaShulchan, who I mentioned at the outset, is very machmer in general in Hilchos Pasakum. Does it have to be residual heat to keep... Oh, that's the way it was. Yeah, our ovens don't have residual oil, but we do have ovens. Many of the ovens have a safety. Many ovens today have fans that blow the heat, so everything in the oven should bake evenly. You know, in a house oven, the top shelf and the bottom shelf, in a small oven, they bake differently. In the commercial ovens, there is a fan which blows the hot air and rotates it. When you open the door of these ovens, it goes off, because otherwise it'll blow the hot air at the person opening the door, which is at least uncomfortable. So when you open it, the fire goes off, and when you close it, the fire goes back on. So at least in a bakery, this cooler is an important cooler, because we'll talk about in the Bishlakum. Bishlakum is a bigger problem. The convection ovens, in all of the hotels and camp, you open it, the fire goes off. You close it, the fire goes on. It's a major issue. The fire and the fan, they both go off. The whole thing goes off and it goes back on. And it's a big problem, because in a lot of these places, they make a chasna or something, they pull it out, they pull things out and they put things in. We have in certain hotels, we have a mashkiach standing by the oven when they cook. Now, I have to tell you, typical weddings, they don't really cook in at the hotel. It's usually only warming up, but there are times that they cook. And then you need a mashkiach. Every time they go opens it and closes it, you have a shiloh. By baking, it's not a problem, because by baking, residual heat is enough to be makel, and it's not a residual heat. It's really almost all the heat that's still there. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, and this is of Katan Chav Zayin, Hine kol elu hen kulais gedailais. He's referring to the ones that are not from the Gemara. The residual heat and the throwing in a kisum and nifuach. Kol elu hen kulais gedailais v'rach b'shasatchak yeshu smaych alzeh. Aval l'chatchila tzarech echad megimul hamavur b'gemara. L'chatchila, you need one of the three kulas mentioned in the Gemara, hainu, either hesek hataner, either heating, lighting the fire of the oven, or stirring the coals, of course putting in the bread. And therefore, this kula is a kula gedayla, it's not l'chatchila. Now, by a palter, we have etter or pas palter anyway. If you're in a guy's house, it's hard to rely on these kulas. When you're in a palter, we have a etter or pas palter anyway. And then you have these additional kulas, so there it's... the custom is that the Echsherim are mekel and are samech on this, that all of these kulas do apply and they're used. No, it does make a difference. If a Jew puts in the food into the oven when the fire is not lit, it doesn't help. So if you have raw food in the oven, the Jew puts it in when the fire is lit. But then someone opens the door and shuts the fire before it cooks, then it's an issue. Sam asked, what about the automated ovens? It is possible, and it's a heter that's used, that somebody in the office in New York could turn on the oven in halfway around the world by dialing in and turning it on. Now, it has to be somehow a foolproof system. You can't do it in a case where you're just trusting the people on the other side, because it's very easy to disconnect something like that. In the Michas Yitzchak, he has a tshuva about just setting a Shabbos clock once for the whole year. You set a Shabbos clock, it'll go on every single morning because a Jew set the clock in the first place. So he's matir, but he says you gotta do it every day. He says it's okay before you leave the night before, set it to go on the next morning. But to do it once for a whole year, the whole hecker of Pas Yisrael falls away. So he's matir, I guess it's his own ashara. Now that's a Mechas Yitzchak, that's the Sachtus in Yerushalayim, Amekel, on just setting the oven and having the oven go on later. That it is a way to be matir, and it's better. What? Lighting? No, a pilot is not good. You mean the fire? Yeah. When I said pilot, I meant that most of the ovens have a pilot that's in the oven. So that's good. They could. All the new ovens don't have pilot. They're not made with pilot lights. All the new ovens are made without a pilot light. Rav Heinemann's heter of a light bulb, I think it was matter by Bishalakum, caused a lot of controversy. He said, "Let have an incandescent bulb in the oven." We're talking about ovens that you walk into, and not, and all ovens have bulbs, but even big ovens have a Jew. Turn on the light bulb. It should be a light bulb that never goes off, and it gives off heat, and that's good enough. That's also good. So at the time, Rabowski was very upset about it because he was talking about Bishul, where it's a minor heat. So I went to Yisrael David Feinstein, what he held. So he said something else. He said that the whole thing is a hecker, that it's a Bishul, that it's Ayde Yisrael. That was Losha Shulchan Aruch and Siftes. Lias hecker shapasha lehen asura. Should be a hecker. He said a light bulb is not a hecker. People don't think of a light bulb as something that cooks. So I think that they've since rescinded that hecker. He might hold it's mutter, but he wants to make things that are mutter like everybody. So the pilot doesn't work it doesn't work here. There's no head to a pilot light. But I meant pilot light. I meant a pilot light that's in the oven and gives heat. So that is a pilot light. Is part of the fire. The way the pilot light works in all these ovens, all the commercial ovens, is it's part of the fire itself. The fire never totally goes off. Even if you go into a local restaurant, you go in the back and you look at the stoves, the pilot light, the stove has round fire, right? The pilot light is usually right in the middle of it. It's in the, it's what you cook on. It's part of the cooking, yeah. It's not like in our ovens where we have a pilot light with pipes. Our stoves, the pilot, usually one pilot light for either two or four burners. So you don't actually cook on that fire. The pilot light fire you don't cook on. It just feeds. Right. The commercial stoves, the pilot light you cook on it. It's on the round burner on which you cook. That pilot light is not pilot light, it's part of the fire that you cook on. It's a pilot light too. It doubles up.
If I like the match outside the oven, give it to Goy, and the Goy is wood or whatever.
So by Bishul, there's the Yeshayimrim. By Afia, I don't see it brought. Maybe it's Kavachemer, I'm not sure.
It's
the Yeshayimrim, yeah. Okay, so these are the. All right, these are the basic halachas. We've covered the three main topics of Pasakum. The rest of the simin are various interesting halachas that don't have to do with the Ikar Gzeira. I do want to mention that I had a problem with the Gra when it says residual heat works. Which Gra was it? Grachaf. If you look at Grachaf, what's it going, guys? Guys, Sifyud. Sifyud is residual heat. Now, the Maisa, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, a guy cooked three times, baked three times, a bakery. He baked in the morning, he baked in the afternoon, he baked at night. So the first two times it was a Hechsher of a Kisim Yisrael, or whatever Yisrael did, and the third time is Mutter because of residual heat. Now, you don't really need two times. Just Maisa Shoya Kachoy, there's a Maisa in the Mordechai. So it was two times. It's not Dafka two times. As long as, it's funny, the Shulchan Aruch brings it the way the Maisa was, but anyway. Now, the Gran Chof says, Hasokais HaRishaynois Me'ilois LeHesekach, right? The first two cookings help for the third one, Yoiser Me'kisim V'chata. It's even better than throwing in a kisum or stirring the coals. Now here I have an issue. What's the case? The first two times, sounds like the first two times the Jew, Mamish lit the oven. And now, that's better than throwing in a kisum. You have residual heat for what he lit. What happens if the first time the Jew threw in a kisum and did chitui? The Jew did one of those kulis the first time. And now you have residual heat from that. So the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it's good. It says, Hikshiru atano ideki im afaye bataro ideki abicham gimopa min biyay mechad. Hikshiru atano ideki some base paamim. Right, it's even a bigger kula. You're right. Residual heat. And here it's saying residual heat of kisum. So I understand Grachov, who says, how's yoiser mikisum? How can it be more? Here it's kisum, and the residual heat from the heating of the kisum is also mutter. So what does that mean? That's better than throwing in a kisum? I don't understand the word. That's nothing to do with this grah. The grah's kavachaymer is very. What? Because the Jew threw in the kisum, meaning a piece of wood. So, I don't know. I don't understand the grah chaf.
Fear, the spider, fear,
and that's the same thing. No right, by fear, there's no difference. Like the only difference is that there are some Ashkenazi place go off past paltas mutlachat chilugs. The Rama holds that way, and Machaber holds b'shasat chak. Like I said, the Shach says we should also be machmir, but the Maisa, the Rama is more meikle. Okay. Now, as I said, we go on to some other sort of miscellaneous halachas. Sifur Aleph, Pasha Yisrael Shafa Yekachav Vleishiti the Yisrael Vleikisim. The Jew owns bread that's not kosher. It's pasakum. No, again, pas shel Yisrael. Pas is under the ownership of a Jew. However, of course it's aser. The chiddush is the Jew, it's pas akum that a Jew has in his possession. Okay, so he's now going to sell it to a guy. Dilma asi lizvun eli Yisrael. He's going to sell it to another Jew because he got it from a yid. V'pites alechem lishnayim mut lizvun avikachav. You break it, so no one's going to buy a started bread from a guy. But a whole bread people bought from Goyim. When we started the siman, I told you that in ancient days all bread was kosher. So they weren't worried about kosher; they were worried about a bit about bishlak prelim.
Doesn't the reason of kasher falls away?
So that's what we said. It goes back to the tchila. If a Jew is baked beisir, then it's aser. Hagah who adin l'chol pasher v'kechavim shaser. You're never allowed to sell it. Chaynagu shloi liknis chatiches pas whatever kechavim chayshim and shema he pasiser umachla yisrael kach. It's a geder. We don't buy broken bread from a guy because we're chayshish. Again, this is all going on the days of the mechaber where the metzias was somewhat different. What? A lot in the Mordechai. Okay, you're right. Let's see Sifur Beis. Interesting sif. I mentioned this in shul yesterday. You can walk in, the guy is baking bread, he lit the fire, and he put in the bread, even if the pas already formed a crust, Mayil Chita Yisrael, it helps for the Jew to do chito. It calls a man shapas tzarech l'tanur u'mashbiach ba'afiyosei adayim. Any time that the bread will improve, a Jew could still be misakin it. Someone asked before, if it's not fully baked, that's the sif. If it's not fully baked, even it's edible, but it will improve because the Jew affected the fire, increased the fire, or did chito. That helps. The Yesh Mishaimer, listen to this. Afilu Haitzi Apas. Even the guy took out. You go in, you have Wonder Bread. It's Pasakum. Yesh Takana. Lazir Ulatarai De Yisrael. If it's going to improve when a Jew puts it back in, so here you can take tray for bread and make it kosher. You take bread that's Pasakum, Paspalter, and you're putting it back in. So this, if it's mashbiach, it helps. So I read yesterday for the Daf HaKashrus from the OU, I think Rebelski and Yibod Lachaim Rav Shechta argued if it's enough to make toast out of it. That Rebelski said that if you make toast, you're mashbiach. Now I have to explain, Rebelsky only meant by paspalter. He meant when you have paspalter, I don't think it's not printed about a regular paspalabayas of a guy. You have paspalter. You want to be machmer paspalter. In Brooklyn, it's easy. People live in cities where it's very hard to get pas Yisrael. I know I had one of the young men that was in my shir for many years was a Rebbe in Atlanta. You know, they got shipments once a week of Chol of Yisrael, and they would freeze it. If one week it missed, you know, the same thing with kosher bread. I don't know Atlanta, but there are issues. So here's an Eitzah. You buy paspalti, you want to be machmer, you put it into the oven. Now whether toast, Sarasimei Tshuva, you have an Eitzah, you toast it. Now, I'm assuming this is someone who likes toast. If you like it better without toasting it, I'm not sure if it... what? Okay, you know, some people like toast.
The finishing of the baking, like, heat cream, crumb?
Yes, it says even if it has a crumb, that's what it says. Even as a crumb. Now, this is used in the case of bagel chips. Bagel chips that are pasakum, and then they're fried. So that's mashbiach. That's what a bagel chip is. People like bagel chips. They fry it afterwards. So bagel chips not oil shulchan malach. It's not shabish alakum. But as far as paspalter, if a Jew fries it, so that it was mentioned in that article that they call a pas Yisrael if the bagel chip is the frying is done by a Jew. So you have this heter of mashbicha. Yes.
Does the parking products that get shipped to restaurants or someone buys
it for frozen cakes. Yeah. Par baked is that they bake it almost all the way and then they ship it and then the restaurants complete the baking. So that would be a case of mashbiach if a yid did it.
Is it scalding the dough? Like, or parboiling?
It's like 80%
dough. The pizza, the frozen pizza that you get, the way frozen pizza is not made the same way the pizza in the pizza store. The frozen pizza that you buy from the freezer, the dough is baked by itself without anything on it, and then they put on the cheese and the tomato sauce, and then they freeze it. You don't want to bake it when you get it in the house. You want to just throw it into the oven and eat it right away in the toaster oven. So they bake it now. Now, hopefully it's Pas Yisrael, I don't mean that, but those who make mezainis on pizza, which is a shayla anyway, the frozen pizza is no shayla tamaitzi, it's regular bread. They bake it as a pizza crust, and it's a piece of bread, and then they put on it the cheese later. They don't bake it with cheese. So even if your whole baking with cheese is enough to make it Pas Babikistan, it just doesn't apply there. Now, what?
Like French toast
could be better. You mean as far as hamaitzi? No, you're right. It's like French toast as far as hamaitzi. Everyone makes hamaitzi in French. The panko bread, which was the end of that article in the Daf HaKashrus, panko bread is bread that's baked, that's electrocuted to make it edible. They pierce an electric current through it to make it edible. Now it's mistaber that doesn't have a din of afia. Called baking, but it looks like a baked piece of bread. It just doesn't have a crust. It's the inside bread. Now, what do they do with pan? Panko bread is not served. Panko bread is made into breadcrumbs, because the problem with breadcrumbs is that you have crust and you have it's not uniform. You have the crust and you have the inside, so the panko bread is uniform, and it's a product that's sold. So there, they are matir to call it, whether it needs Pas Yisrael, I'm not sure. But to write Pas Yisrael, the way panko bread means is that they put an electric current through it, and then they crumble it and put it in they bake it with hot air. They blow hot air on it to make it toasted. So what the OU policy is, that if that second step is done by a yid, they call it Pas Yisrael because of this heter, because it's mashbiach. It is mashbiach. You don't want soft bread in your salad. You want crunchy bread or it's mutter. Now, what? That's not made by itself. You mean when it's made in there? I don't know. If it, I don't know if it has a twist in them. I don't know. I'm not sure. The panko.
Yeah.
Well, regular breadcrumbs. Let me tell you, regular breadcrumbs. That what do you use breadcrumbs for? You use it for schnitzel usually. Now there, it would seem to have this heter all the time. I'm not sure why they do have breadcrumbs that are pas Yisrael. And it says on it, I assume the bread is baked by Israel, I don't know. Because I think breadcrumbs are just baked and crumbed. But I don't know why you need it, because it's definitely mashbiach. Nobody eats the breadcrumbs. Nobody takes a spoonful of breadcrumbs. I don't think. I think that the breadcrumbs are should be okay. I remember probably 30, 35 years ago, there's a company, Jason's Breadcrumbs. It's still owned by from Ian. At that time, I remember somebody came to talk to Rav Palm, and when he left, Rav Palm was the spoil from his he asked Rav Palm about making it pass Israel, and the way I understood, Rav Palm told him it's not so important, but he ended up he's going to do it anyway to make it pass Israel. Now, you can't write pass Israel if it's not pass Israel, but this heter mashbiach would apply to breadcrumbs. Does anybody use breadcrumbs for anything besides frying or cooking? Breadcrumbs? That breadcrumbs? Croutons. You mean croutons? The bread croutons that goes into a salad. Yeah, that's it. So, stuff it, but it's cooked. After you stuff it, you cook it. So it seems there's mashbiach. It seems okay. You want to learn some Musafer of Rosh Hashanah? Sif Yud Gimel. Okay, I want to get to Rosh Hashanah. Remember, a Sif, that's Musar. Okay, although there's more than one Pshat in the Sif, but you read this. Here you have a case. Now listen to the case. Mishayna Nizah Bepashalai Vekechavim. Somebody's not Makbin a Pasakum. Shehesev Eitzah Balabayis Hanizah Bepashalakum. The Balabayis is a frum fellow. He wouldn't need pasakum. And his guest comes, and his guest brings him a nice piece of pasakum. Vala shulchan pas Yisrael pashalakum. So now he's got two breads on the table. Now, if they're both equal, if the pas Yisrael tastes better, it's not offensive because you're taking the better one. But the case is Pasha Khabim Hayafa Mishal Yisrael. This fellow, your guest, brought you a better bread, but it's Pasakum, and you have your Pas Yisrael, which is inferior. Yvatseya Balabayis bin Hayafa. The yid, the who's firmer than his guest, he should swallow his firm kite and eat from the Yafa. Umutam Bakhaloy Sisuda Pasha Khabim. And once he does it, he can go the whole meal with Pasev Yikachavim. The Shach says why. The Shach learns. Shach Chaf Aleph. Kekos HaMechaba Baruchayim. So we have Mishnah Brura on this. We'll do Mishnah Brura soon. B'simukos HaChesef Hei. Kekos HaRabbi Teres Chatos. The Ramah agrees with it in Hei. Kekos HaMechaba Shom Bereisha. Now listen to what he says. Mishanizim HaPashev Yikachavim. Ulufana. First he's talking about a regular no guest. Your nizer and pasakum, lufada pas shalakum noki, upasha Yisrael ve'ini noki. Right, noki means white bread. Once upon a time, whole wheat bread was considered inferior. As a matter of fact, for most of the history of the human beings, it was considered inferior. So you have in front of you white superior bread that's pasakum, and whole wheat inferior bread which is pas Yisrael. Misalek pashalay v'kechavim mi'al ha'shulchan. There's no guest. You're the only one there. Take the pasakum off the table. Aracha berchus hamaitzi. So that you can make hamaitzi from the pas Yisrael. V'tama. The bereisha in Yisrael acha meisav etzlai. There's no one with him will be offended. Avol. B'seifa v'kan. In the seifa of the, what he's quoting from in Kuf Samaches. And here, kiven Yisrael acha beisiv etzloi imlo yivarcha pas nikiya ika eva. Kila comes to as well. Bagot. It's a case of eva. Even we'll see the case. There's no eva. Alecha da'ichol misha nizer im acherim sheinim nizarim. Avalaykol rakim echad sheinim nizer. Leka eva. There's Basra 1 and 1. There's no eva. Why listen to him? Listen to me. Mekamak. Kivin d'liyim brichas hamaitzi. Mitzvah l'varech al hayafa. Since everything else being equal, you would make the bracha on the better bread. Im lo yavarech ika eva tuva. So if you don't make the bracha, there's a lot of eva. So therefore, you should make on the one he brought. What's it then? Let's say you're sitting down to Shabbos meal, and there are two challahs under the challah dekel. One your wife baked, and one's in the bakery, and you like the one from the bakery better. So which one do you make hamaitzi on? Huh? Shomeva, that's what it says. No? What? No, I meant both are Pas Yisrael, just you like one, but it's one's Chaviv and one's your wife's. So, I don't know. So I convinced myself that the wife's is always Chaviv, you know. My wife's Chaviv is very good. I saw for the record, this is being recorded. This is hypothetical. Inami davka kapashel shteim shava hu deleka eva. If they're both equal, there's no eva, k'shein shamela echad, k'shein in nizir. Asher pas mishein in nizir noki v'yafa, yaiser, apelochi ena eichlai, Vada ike eva ke niroli. That's how he says pshat. So he's learning pshat here that it's a cheshbon of eva, and that's the reason that if you'd be alone and you have pas akum, which is superior to pas Yisrael, you should take the pas akum off the table and make the bracha on the pas Yisrael. The whole issue here is an issue of eva, and therefore that's the way the shach paskins, and therefore we have a heter. So here, because of Eva, you're going to eat past that your makbid on, which is not lechet chila. I like to, if the Ramah would say the habitzah, Ramah held that it's mutter, but the mechaber who holds only mutter b'shas atchak, this seems to be a chiddush that it's mutter b'shas atchak. I find it very hard to understand why does the host have to accommodate the guest? Let the guest accommodate. You go to someone's house, he has chumris, you live with his chumris. Why? Why is it this way? Very hard to understand. What? Yeah, you go to a host, you should keep the host chumris. So I do have to tell you, not the Amatmiyim, the Bir Halacha brings the Beis Meyim effect of Ma'oid B'Yoyser is mefak fake on this, and Asashekel is mefak fake. He brings those who don't understand why do you have to accommodate the guest? The guest should understand the host. Yeah. Because this fellow who's not Goyer's Pas Yisrael is going to be offended and there'll be Eva. I think the reason is usually when you tell someone you're not from enough, he gets offended. You tell someone you're too from, you don't get offended, he's talking more from. But someone tells him you're not from enough for me, that he gets offended, and that's what you have to watch out for. I have a frequent thing happens in my house. We have Shabbos guests. And they bring me wine. They bring it before Shabbos. And it's a heksher that I wouldn't use. A lot of the wine today, I say at least half the time, people bring me wine. It's wine that's a heksher I wouldn't use. Today, for some reason, if it has Hebrew lettering on it, people buy the wine. And not all the wine is reliable. We have a list, it was on the bulletin board, I should put it back, of the heksherim. The KJ has a list of acceptable wine heksherim. If you go into most wine stores, if you take kedem off the cheshbon, I think most of the wines in the wine store are not on their accepted list. They have their wine from a lot of countries where they can't get a regular heksher, and it's very, very difficult. And I mentioned to you once, giving a heksher on yayin is very, very hard. Just the practical aspects of giving the heksher on wine is very, very difficult. You know, by Pas Yisrael, a Jew does a little and it's mutter. Wine is just the opposite. A guy does a little and it's aser. The Jew has to do everything. If the machine stops, gets jammed for a second, and a guy pulls out whatever jammed it, now it starts running again, you have a problem. of Yayin Akum. So therefore, it's not.
So
what do I do? I'm offending him if I don't use the wine. So what I do is I have a deal with Olander's wine store on Avenue M. I bring in wine. He gives me the wholesale credit for the wholesale price, and I buy. I bring him a lot of wine. After Purim, I bring in a case or two of wine.
And,
I don't drink from it. What should I do? I don't know. Does this apply? Ava, but one thing is by Pasakum, which is a heter, but something which you don't know if it's really good. So I learned this with someone who said, "Oh, he's not going to chalv Yisrael." He says, "Oh, I hope I have a guest that brings me some chalv akum stuff. Now I could eat it because there's a heter. So Shemeva, I'll eat it." The problem with the Shabbos meals is usually it's fleishes. You have to wait for Shavuos to have it happen. I don't know. It's a nice mussar. They should take into account. It's in Kufsam Chesiv Hay. Now, I want to tell you one other thing about this halacha, which it says the mussar is still a good mussar. That just because somebody you're too frum for me, it is Ava, sometimes you have to accommodate. That's the Shasat Chak also, that you should accommodate the person. A Shabbos, it says in the, it's fine, it's not part of Shulchan Aruch, but it's, the Shulchan Aruch brings a minig that the ladies bake challis on Erev Shabbos. So two reasons are brought, if you look in the Beis Yosef. It's funny, Magen Avraham only brings one. One reason that the minig is that ladies bake challah Erev Shabbos is they should separate challah, because on Friday was the original chet. The lashon it says is that she was mashal chalosei shalaylam. Why is Adam called Chalasi Shalaylam? Because Hashem took some earth and water and kneaded the dough and made Adam out of it. So therefore, the tikkun is you should separate challah on Erev Shabbos, which is, of course, if she bakes enough, big enough to shear challah. There's a second reason, if you look in the Beis Yosef, he says, because on Shabbos, even a person is makel during the week on certain kulis, on Shabbos, you should be machmir. Just like in the Seder Simei Tshuva, it says you should be machmir. On Shabbos, it says that a person should be mahadir in the things he does. And just like you have nicer food for Shabbos, nicer food al pi halacha. So even if you make a paspalter all week, on Shabbos, there's an inyan to be machmir. And that's the second reason that's brought. Anyway, this is the sensitivity that's mentioned. Now, there is another point. In the time of the Gemara, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the minig was that your bitzeya bread and what you got at the time of bitzua was your bread for the whole meal. That was the anhaga. The anhaga was they cut up the bread and each person got bread, and that's what he has. Like today, you cut up the bread and put it in the middle and people take whatever they want, which Baruch Hashem, we have plenty. But that was not the custom. The custom was that everybody got bread. It says balabayis beitzeya. The one who cuts the bread should be the balabayis. Shu beitzeya ba'ayin yafa. If it's a guest, he's going to give everyone a piece. He'll think, oh, the balabayis will be upset. I'm giving too much. So balabayis beitzeya. So he gives everyone a big piece ba'ayin yafa. But so therefore, once upon a time, if you are beitzeya on paspalter, you use this heter, you mutter the whole meal. Today, I'm dafka people. Make hamotzi on one challah, and then they taste another type of challah or a third type of challah. It's not the heter that once it's mutter, it's eva for the rest of the meal. So it's lav dafka that it's any sense of eva bizman hazeh, and therefore it's that's the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings it, he brings the shach that it's mishum eva. He doesn't call it eva because it's mekavid ha'ireach. Respect to the guest. If there would be no guest, there wouldn't be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah ends up. Today, with a minig during the week, where there's no on Shabbos, you need lecha mishnah, you yaitza with the mevarech. But today, if you have your own lecha mishnah, But kayyoma minish kachim avarach la'atzmai. Today during the week, the Baal Bais is not moitzi. We're not moitzei. We don't give out bread. Everybody makes his own hamoitzi. L'chayre lo'shach klal din zeh. Let each person make a bracha on his own bread that he's eating. There's no eva. Each person eats whatever bread he wants to eat. So Mamela, like I said, it's a nice musa to go into Rosh Hashanah with, but halacha lemais, it's not really so nageya. And okay, there are others who explain the Shulchan Aruch different. The Bach learns. There's a long task here because the Shver, the Bach, learned differently. He learns not Mishumeva, it's Mikra Adin. He holds any time you have fine pas palter and inferior pas Yisrael, you should always make the bracha on the pas palter. And that's what this Shach is coming to Bavarin. And he says, he's going against the Bach who held differently. What? You're supposed to make hamaitzi on the better bread. When you make any bracha you make, you're supposed to make on what's better. If you have jelly beans, and you make shakal on jelly beans, and you like red, you're supposed to make shakal on the red. Okay, do you like red better? Is that what you prefer? What? Well, if you're a person who's makvid on paspalter, then you don't have Alfonso because you don't use it. If you use it, you're right. There's no question. The person is not makbid, so he should. He should. Okay, let's get one more sif. If you dalid, kutach shalayve kechavim. Kutach is a special food in the shas because kutach. I don't know all the ingredients. It's funny. Rashi says kutach is made out of old bread, and it's made out of sour milk and a lot of salt. So it has in it shilas that have to do with chametz. The Mishnah says kutach habavli is also mishum chametz. The Mishnah elu, what's the name of the parak? Elu asur mishum whatever the name is. Elu ivrin is kutach, and it's in Yeridaya when it talks about a davar charif. And it's in the halachas of milk because it has some type of sour cream or sour milk in it. Here it says kutach shavikachavim, even though it has in it some bread. Kachavim mutter vechayshu lepasavikachavim, and we're not worried about the pas of a guy. That's just one of the ingredients. Chekomakim shenis arva pashavikachavim b'shar Michael bottle berayv. Now, like all other isurim that need shishim, pasakum is baltu barayv bein balach bein biyavesh. Aval osel arev kdei loichloi ema arvin eslachat ema vatlin eslachat chila. So the halachi here is that the kutach case we don't have because we're not familiar with this excellent dip called kutach. But the halacha that comes out of it is an important halacha. That what? Okay, so both the Shach and Taz talk about the dairy. Take a look at the Shach. Kutach of Beis. Eilach is Shachol Shevikachavim, Kikos HaPrish V'Abach, Shem HaShal, Chenu B'Tshuvas Ma'aram, Vayin L'Kamon Simin Kuf Tezvav, that Cholof Tomei doesn't become sour. The type of sour cream that you need for Kutach, it's only kosher milk, kosher animal, turns into sour cream. We'll get to butter as well, yeah. Some amela. The guy made the kutach. And again, the ingredients were simple and there was no shayla. What? No, it can't, because trefa animal's milk doesn't turn into sour cream. It doesn't. Yeah, that's what it says over there, kuf tesvav. Only from a kosher animal. So that didn't happen those days. We're talking here in the time. We don't have kutuch, so not talking for you and me. I don't have kutuch. Now, the... By what? No, but breadcrumbs stand by themselves. They're not in the mixture. If they're taruvis, then they're... The breadcrumbs in a salad are not bottled. When you put bread croutons, crumbs themselves. Well, the crumbs on a schnitzel stand by themselves. What are they mixed with? They're not. If you put it in a gefilte fish, I'm asking. Sometimes they put breadcrumbs into gefilte fish or something on matzo meal. So I'd be asking that it's bottled. But and you know, in yeshiva, I remember they once served gefilte fish. It was supper time, and we were down that it might be rive breadcrumbs, and we should make hamaitzi. It was rive matzo meal, very little fish in it. And we really were supposed what to do. We should make a mitzi on that, on the gefilte fish. What? Yeah, Pesach. Well, the yeshiva, I think, all the time. You know, so... I think we said, you know why he made gefilte fish? He had a lot of leftover bread. He didn't have what to do with it. So he made... Not the current cook. No, it doesn't... none do the current cook. Anyway. But you don't need shishim. By bread, it's enough rye. It's an issue of time. No, that's why we make all on bliyos of bishul akum, because of afiyas akum. Bishul we'll get to later, because since batul b'rayv, we assume that any food that's cooked in a pot is always the taste is more rayv of the ban than the bliyos that come from the pot. A pot may not be shishim against what's in it, but what's in it is rayv connected the bliyos in a pot. So mamela, this is an important kula. Okay, next week, Bezus Hashem, we'll finish the sif. Aksiva simitayva to everybody, and thanks. We have more seder than many yeshivas today.